to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 168. I am Neil.
I'm on the lease.
I don't know. That's the third time or fourth time I looked at it. Yes. How are you?
Got to always check to make sure the number's good.
Right. Well, I've told the story twice now, but I'll tell it again.
Yes.
We were starting to record, and before we started to record, I said, episode 168, and you said yes. Mm-hmm. And then we started to record, and I looked at my notes to make sure it was 168 and said episode 168. Then there was an issue. Well, there wasn't an issue, but I was nervous that I thought there might be an issue.
Right.
So we stopped, started over, only 15 seconds in, started over, talked about how it was 168 again. And then when I went to go do the show intro, I looked again to make sure it was 168. And we talked about it some more. And then I still was worried that something was wrong because look how small you are.
I know. There's our little, what do you call those? Meters?
Yeah. I don't know. And then that's why people
I look really small and you look really big and I don't think we sound any different.
It doesn't sound like people don't know what we're talking about. So they're like,
in the audio program, his voice looks big and my voice looks small. Although look, I'm big again. Hi, look. Look at me. I'm big.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway. So anyway,
we're just going to keep going and hope for the best.
Stopped again and looked at my notes again and then had to look at my notes when I intro'd the show again.
Yeah. I do it too, but it's weird. That's funny that you just did it four times in a row.
So welcome everybody.
To episode 168.
Yeah, right. I'm looking. For the new listeners, we're a weekly podcast that kind of just chats about our life.
Yep. We just talk about ourselves.
And we live in California. That's pretty much all we talk about.
Talk about our dogs a lot and vacation a lot.
Well, we talk about vacation a lot, especially now that we're getting close to it. Super we used to talk about Target Lady, but we don't know what happened to her. Hopefully she's not dead.
Wow. Sorry, Kathy.
That would be a bummer. We need a new person.
Yeah,
glom onto.
Yeah, we need a new person to adore from afar and then convince to be friends with us.
And I'm drinking my water.
Mm-hmm. Super hydrated.
Yes.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I am not.
No, it'll be, I will be able to have, well, not like I couldn't,
right.
But I'll be having an adult beverage if everything goes well next Thursday.
Yes.
On the beach in Jamaica, even though it's so
weird.
Are
you not going to have the courtesy beer in the airport?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
But I was just singing the song because we were mm-hmm. listening to Ziggy Marley. And mm-hmm. it's so weird that Ziggy Marley has a song that's talking about being on the beach in Hawaii.
Right. Well.
Trips me out.
It's a little weird. But how do you think that the alcohol is going to affect you since by that time you'll be like 2 months dry?
I think it's only like a month. Yeah, about. But I think it's only really a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But I would imagine it'll affect me quicker. Alcohol's been affecting me quicker mm-hmm. since my head thing.
Right. And it affects us more, I think, in Jamaica because it's so hot. And I don't know. It feels like it. I feel like it, you know.
Oh, really? I always thought you felt that, like, it took more.
No, but I think I drink a lot more water, you know, to, like, yeah, balance it out or something. I don't know.
With the high humidity that I don't know if you sweat it out or process it different. But also, we don't go and, like, drink to get hammered. So it's not, it's hard to tell.
I do not want to get hammered. I do not want to pass out. Paid a lot of money for this tropical, beautiful like vacation. I want to super enjoy it and soak up every minute. I don't want to sleep through it. So,
but I would imagine it'll have an interesting effect mm-hmm. the first few days.
Right.
I'm sure I'll be overly cautious about it just so I don't, because I don't want to accidentally.
We have.
Also, since the first day we get there, we've been up for like 36 hours.
Yeah, we don't sleep for like 36 hours. Yeah.
We take power plane naps.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about that later for sure. But I don't know if I've ever mentioned this to you, but I think I have. We have a chef at my job that cooks breakfast in the morning.
Is his name Boyardee?
It is not. Oh. His name is Dave.
Dave RD?
Nope. He's a lovely guy. You've met him. We were in, when we saw Star Wars, I think I introduced you to a guy and his family in line or whatever, and his name was Dave, and you probably don't remember this because it was just for a second, but he is our chef at work. And I don't normally partake of the breakfast because as awesome as Dave is and he's willing to like make you carb-free breakfast and all of that, it's just like, it's a little too much for every day. You can't have, you know, full breakfast every day. It's just too much. So I swing by in the morning. I like pick up some coffee or a banana or something like that. And he's always in there and he is always blasting music. And I would say more than half of the time it's reggae. And he is full on singing along, like just belting it out. And you can hear him sometimes all the way downstairs if the doors are open. And because he's on the second floor and I'm on the first floor. We call it the first floor. It's actually the basement.
He's on the second floor?
Right. We call it the second floor, but it's actually the first floor above ground. But so he's in the kitchen and it's all open to the stairway. And the stairway is usually open just because we always leave it open and propped open, you know. And so it's so loud and he's singing and it's, and, you know, it's early in the morning and it's quiet. So you can actually hear him like belting out reggae. And my point is that I told him recently, I was like, hey, I'm going to Jamaica in like 2 weeks. And he was like, what? Oh, man. And he was the one who asked me for that weird, like, not moon pie, but that, you know what I mean? Like, what was it last time? That rainbow pie? What is that?
The rum cake?
Yeah, that rum cake pie thing. He's like, hey, bring me back a...
The thing, the turtle?
And we couldn't get it because they don't sell it at the resort, and we didn't hit any shops.
I don't know.
I'll figure out the name, but that's the only thing he asked me for, and I was like, I don't think I can get that for it. And he's like, yeah, you probably have to go to, like, a local store to get it or something like that.
Well, we can ask somebody.
Yeah, I'll try to remember what that is, but yeah. I just think it's funny. So, like, when I see him in the morning, he's like, what's the countdown? And I'm like... 3 days, you know, so he's almost like more excited than I am. He's like super excited for us. So.
When he's blasting reggae, is it like Bob Marley or is it like old school?
It's everything. It's, I think he must have it like on, like what we do when we Pandora do like the, or, like Pandora reggae station or something like that. Cause it's Bob Marley. It's newer stuff. It's older stuff. Mm. So I recognize a lot of it. There's no popcorn. So it's not dance hall. And nope, he actually brought up dance hall. I actually asked him about that. I was like, do you ever listen to dance hall? And he's like, yeah, but I'm not sure it's appropriate for work. And I'm like, that's a good call, sir. Yeah, that's a good
probably
call.
Probably don't want to
right.
brook off me cock.
No, we while don't want that.
Cooking breakfast with the executives.
He also is a heavy metal fan. I've heard him scream Motley Crue a couple times. So anyway, I don't know why I just thought of that, but it's one of those funny things that like, and I see him almost every single day. So.
I want to know if there's a reggae band that does heavy metal covers.
Oh, I wonder. Anybody? Do you guys know that?
That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be fun.
Be fun. Funny.
Funny. Right. Well, we know people do covers of the reggae versions of other songs. For example, Star Wars theme.
That was dubstep.
That was dubstep. But yes. But I'm sure it's out there.
But yeah. that wasn't a reggae cover.
No,
that was
but like
when reggae musicians they do covering
the,
other
still band, the still yes. drum band, they yeah. do a oh, lot of covering, covers. Right. Yeah, they do okay. a lot of covers. So
I thought you meant reggae covers.
Right.
No, people who play reggae covering
right.
popular songs.
Sorry, yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. Anyway, we're yeah. all in reggae mode right now. So
correct. We are. Wanted to say too, thanks for people who reached out to us.
Mm-hmm.
Your packages will be in the mail on Monday. Monday. So thank you for that. If anybody wants some fun little free Dark Angels Pretty Freak stuff, let us know and we'll send it to you.
We will for that's, free.
It's what we got.
Stickers, koozies.
It's. I also wanted to say a quick happy birthday to my little sister.
Mm-hmm.
Her birthday is June 6th. So happy birthday to her, although she doesn't listen to the show, but I still feel like I True. Should say happy birthday. I feel like if I didn't, it would not be cool.
As well as if she listened to the show, like to see if you did and you didn't, you'd hear it.
Well, that would be okay with me.
Right.
Making a bunch of noise under there. So, yeah, vacation time is coming up. And so that pretty much takes precedent on everything we talk about and everything we do.
Right. Our daily lives.
We're insane of all the things we take on vacation and how we pack. I tape everything up. I don't know if I've talked about this, but
I'm
use
not sure.
blue painter's tape to tape up like the shampoo and the toothpaste so mm-hmm. it won't leak all over everything. And then I put everything in Ziploc bags and then we put that in our travel, what are those things? What is the little blue thing called? Travel toiletry bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put that in a garbage bag sealed right. because well, I'm insane.
No, here's the thing. There's
there,
a reason.
Oh, there it goes. Oh no.
What?
The thing.
No. So, so I think I've told you this story, but I was traveling for work and I flew in, and it was only an hour flight, and I flew into the small airport that's up here, like in Santa Rosa, you know, like the commuter little airport that's up here.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to also point out that the airport and the airline did nothing to help me out with this. I got my luggage back because it's one of those tiny, tiny planes that they kind of make you.